Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Amanda. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
I was calling about the spreadsheet thing.
Yeah, this is initially what we were going to talk about, is that Jen brought this up yesterday, that there are some people that keep spreadsheets of dating.
Yeah, it kind of came up on Moment of Truth last night. Not last night, but night before last, when this contestant, Paul, explained his spreadsheet that he has. It's almost like a Hall of Fame of women.
Is there a rating?
There's a rating.
Yeah. How many columns are there, Paul?
Five or six.
Five or six columns. Have you seen it, Federico?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's impressive, actually.
Why do you keep the spreadsheet?
I'll actually blame it on my sister.
I do not remember this little black book.
My little pimp book you gave me when I was for a birthday.
So basically, he just keeps a Hall of Fame of women that he's been with and ranks them and writes little notes about them and that sort of thing. And I have a friend that sort of approached dating like she approached business, and she had spreadsheets of the people she was dating, what they did for a living, their contact information, what they went, what their first, second, and third dates were,
really?
Like where he would take her so that she could sort of compare guy to guy and line it up, column A to column B, and be like, well, he took me to a 5-star, but then this date was like a cooler idea, you know, and she would just sort of analyze it, color-coded, bar-coded.
She married.
You name it. She is, yes, just married in October.
Amanda has a friend that does the same thing. Amanda.
Well, he didn't keep a spreadsheet of women he had dated, but I was actually, I had only been dating him for a couple months, and I was using his computer in college to do a paper, and I had to make a spreadsheet, and so I went into Excel, and you can click and, like, look at, try to find your file again, and there was one that was, like, sex doc. So, I mean, of course, he could have hit it a little bit better. So I clicked on it, and it was a spreadsheet of all the women that he had slept with, and it was, like, 50-something women, and he had, like, a name, a date. And so then I scrolled down a little more, and he had, like, a chart, kind of like a bar graph that had the bottom was the months of the year, and then the side was, like, the number. So you could look and see, like, okay, in July he slept with this many women. Like, he had it charted out.
That's hilarious. So he was knowing when his mojo was going up and down through
the
months.
Awful.
It's like, yeah, I was having a really great July.
I didn't think that guys had that kind of organization. I mean, that's impressive right there.
I don't think most guys do.
Would it get really descriptive?
No, he just had the graph, and then in the spreadsheet, all it had was, like, the name and the date that he slept with them. And then when I asked him about it, he was like, well, I don't want to be one of those guys who slept with a lot of women and didn't remember their names, because that would just make me a bad guy.
See, I could see a guy like, because generally, a guy will remember a woman in bed by, A, where they met, and B, one thing that happened in bed. So I could see a guy, like, writing in that column, like, I can't say, but whatever freaky thing happened, like, that was that girl. And that's how you'll always remember her. Does that make any sense?
You didn't do that.
All right, thank you for coming.
I would love to see these spreadsheets, whether it was, like, hers or, like, a dating one.
He's the only one that's called up with the spreadsheet story. Nobody else is saying they've kept one.
Well, if you have one, I would love for you to email it to me, jen@allthehitsq100.com. I would just love to see everybody's organization.
I would like to know. I bet that the women's spreadsheets are more descriptive than the guys are.
Without a doubt.
Graphic, you mean?
Graphically, yeah.
Really?
I bet they are. 404-741-Q100.
Hi. Hi.
Peace.
What's up?
Jeff said you had a spreadsheet story.
I do. I dated this guy when I was in college, and I mean, I kind of knew he was a player anyway, but I didn't want to believe it because he was so great to me and treated me like I was the center of the universe and knew so much about me and was just great. You know, I was just loved him, but he wouldn't commit 100%. So one day I was over at his house and I went to use his phone, you know, and he had his phone set up like in this little back room. And next to the phone was this sheet of paper with girls' names, and then next to the names were descriptions and notes about the girls. So, like, you know, next to me it would say, you know, like, Jessica, and then it had, like, you know, the car that I drove, things that I had done recently, like, just got back from California.
Really?
And a whole list of girls and all these things, so that when he was on the phone, and it had phone numbers, too. I mean, he called me so much that I thought he just knew my phone number. But no, he had the phone number.
That's good.
He had like times and stuff. The last time he talked to me, he like made a note of it. I mean, I was blown away. And there was this long list of girls. And some that I'd recognized as his quote unquote friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I totally got played.
I'm surprised he wasn't more secretive about where that was.
Well, normally.
Just like sitting there right by the phone.
Well, but it was in a back room. Like it wasn't a room that we would normally be in. It was like his little office. And
well,
so,
you used to be a psycho too, so you probably broke into his house. He was probably at work or something. You climbed through a window.
Well, all girls are psycho
my
like
friend
that.
And I, yeah, my friend and I, one day I was over there early or something, and my friend came over and we did do a little snooping.
You should have changed. No. You should have changed the notes.
Yeah.
Like you should have
totally
just
jacked
wrote,
him up.
Yeah, wrote, copied over different notes. Like had Jen be the one who just got back from California. So how is California? Did you enjoy visiting your parents?
What?
Huh?
I was in Hawaii.
No, when I talked to you last Tuesday, you said you were in California.
We talked Friday.
Hey, Trey, you're on The Voice Disguiser. What's up?
Yeah, I actually have a spreadsheet, and it's pretty descriptive. I have names. I have the freaky ones, the ones that do, like, oral things in different positions. And, it has a rating by stars and hearts.
That is hilarious. So you can search by position.
Or if there's something...
Like, a quick search.
Like
if
most...
I want something in particular, I can kind of search by that.
I think most guys will either remember that experience by something freaky that happened or a specific body part that we liked a lot.
I completely agree with you. And that's what made me do that column was because I really like certain positions at certain times. Like, oh, hey, she knows the Kama Sutra. Let's go get
Wow. Fascinating.
Isn't it?
I love this.
Good morning, Jay. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's going on? Love the show, fellas.
Thank you, sir.
I actually had two friends in college. One of them was my fraternity brother, and his sister was in a sorority at the same college, and they each kept a spreadsheet of which one of each other's friends they had hooked up with.
Oh, dude.
Ooh.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's like that movie with, was it Ryan Phillippe and...
I don't know.
Reese Witherspoon and other people in it, and they were stepsisters. Remember, stepbrother and sister?
I want to say Indecent Proposal, but I know that's not it. It's
you know what I'm talking
cruelty
about.
Something.
Cruel intentions.
Cruel Intentions. There we go.
Thanks.
Good morning, Kay. You're on Q100.
Hi, this is Kay.
Hey,
and
Kay.
How you doing?
Good.
My boyfriend and I are actually riding in the car on the way out of town. We were listening to the show, and I asked him, did he keep information of the hundreds of women that he's been with? And he says he keeps a box. And it basically has their name and contact information and the date that he was with them. And I asked him why he kept that. And he said basically so that he would know who to go back to in case something happened.
Oh, damn. That was a bad answer.
Wow.
But you know what? When we first met and I found out how many people he's been with, I was either going to flee or stay. I decided to stay.
But still, that's not a real good excuse of why he's keeping them.
So far, has it been worth it staying?
Oh, definitely. This is the best relationship I've ever been in. So,
enjoy it while it lasts.
I'm that last number.
I hope you are.
We won't be adding any more numbers.
I think you guys should have a night where you, like, just one by one, burn them up.
A box
burning. Actually, I just want to look through them and see, because he said early on he would write comments. He stopped doing that as he got older. I'm curious about what the comments say.
Oh, I bet you are. This is one of those cases where you just got to be really careful about what you ask for, because you just might get it.
Yeah, I can handle it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
thank you. Bye-bye.
You think.
You can't handle the truth. One last call. Stevie, you're on Q100.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on?
All right, check us out. I used to work at a now-out-of-business computer store, and we were required to scan every computer for kiddie porn, basically. And you would find the most ridiculous stuff on there. All right, first of all, dudes are terrible. Their stuff is always stashed in a folder called porn or sex or chicks. There's no, I mean, it's always easy to find. Girls always
no
put it under something called Mama's Bacon Recipe or something. It's always sketchy.
Right.
First of all, chicks, much worse. The most ridiculous stuff, and this is 10 years ago, the most ridiculous stuff that you thought was on the internet that dudes found, chicks were already like 10 years ahead as far as that stuff goes.
Really?
And these spreadsheets. They were nice. They had the colors. They had pivot tables. They had charts. They would do, like, formulas to figure out stuff on the other side. I remember one time there was a girl that had, like, a PowerPoint thing that linked to different documents that she would do for different guys. And she had pictures and stuff. It's horribly, horribly complicated. So the fact there's a lot of cats out there in the closet and in denial on how on top of their freakiness they are.
Uh-huh.
And things you never want to do is you never want to pull up a spreadsheet and see your name on the freaky sheet.
Right.
On the freaky sheet. Because then it's like, oh man, this sucks. So.
Well, I think we now know why that company ended up going under.
Amen to that. Thank God.
They found you on the freaky sheet.
They did find you on the freaky sheet. Thanks, Stevie.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.